Good morning. It's Friday, the 15th of September. I'm joined by Amy McFarlane from Sterk Financial Services, and welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We get things underway with an event happening this morning. It starts at 10 o'clock this morning and goes through the midday. It's the second annual Parkinging. It's Parkinging Day, and that takes place downtown in Sioux City from, as I mentioned, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 33 metered parking spaces will be transformed into little mini parks. Activities include a photo booth, also grape stomping. There's going to be a ninja-themed obstacle course somewhere, so that'll be interesting and fun. Also, food trucks, kind of a return to Food Trucks Friday. If you would like a complete list of all of the parking spots, you can go to downtownsiouxcity.com or just head downtown and see what you can see. It's a big, fun, now annual event.
I saw a picture of it in the paper, in fact. It looks fun. The works of three area artists will be featured at Plan B at the Benson on Friday, September 5th. Oh, today.
Tonight,
okay.
This evening, yeah.
It's from 5 to 9, and it will be located in Jamie Bauer's Art Studio at the Benson Building. And Jamie will be joined by two guest artists, Mike Bowden, who creates abstract paintings and custom-made surfboards, and Jenny Bai, who makes encaustic paintings.
Hmm.
I plan to go.
Well, very good.
Just giving my support there.
Aren't you fancy? Whitstock, the annual outdoor Battle of the Bands style festival, will be returning to the Western Iowa Tech campus tonight. Five bands will be performing and competing in Comet Crater, weather permitting. Otherwise, they'll move things into the Rockland Center, but it'll be from 6 to 10 p.m. tonight. Whitstock is a family-friendly event. Famous Dave's Barbecue and music. You can't go wrong there. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs and blankets for seating, along with non-alcoholic beverages. In case of a rain, as I mentioned, the event will be moved inside to the Rockland Conference Center. Go to WITCC.edu for more information. And just a side note, Siouxland Public Media's own Bertha Enigas, as host of the Triple Good Music Show, will be one of the festival judges tonight.
Very cool. All right. And also starting today, Lam Arts Regional Theater presents Alabama Story with select showtimes through Sunday, the 1st of October. In the play, a segregationist senator wants a controversial children's book taken off the library shelves, but a fearless librarian refuses, putting both of their worlds at risk. Alabama Story is based on a real-life story of segregation, censorship, and civil rights in 1959. Head over to lamtheater.com for more information.
And another plug for a Siouxland public media personality, We Are Not a Monolith's Ike Rayford is starring in that production.
Good to know.
Going on Sioux City Community Theater, they are presenting the musical production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. That's showing starting tonight, September 15th, and that'll be on stage through Sunday, October 1st. 7:30 showtimes, except for the Sunday shows, which are 2 o'clock matinees. Go to scctheater.org for more information there.
All right, next, let's head up north. The 17th annual Great Akron Scarecrow Festival is returning to the City Park in Akron on Saturday, tomorrow, from 10 to 4. The theme is Dive Into Fall, and there will be food, children's activities, a petting zoo, and a scarecrow decorating contest. And you would go to akronscarecrowfestival.com to find out more.
Latham Park is hosting its 15th annual Art in the Park event on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be all kinds of artwork on display, pottery, jewelry, paintings, photography. There will also be live music, face painting, a photo booth, food, and more. Latham Park is a privately owned public park in Sioux City's Morningside neighborhood.
Have you ever been to that?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Sioux City Railroad Museum is hosting its 16th annual Ag Rail Fall Festival tomorrow from 10 to 4 and on Sunday from noon to 4. There will be trains, tractors, music, crafts, and an antique tractor pull and parade celebrating the longtime working relationship between farmers and railroads. This is the museum's longest running family event, and go to SiouxCityRailroadMuseum.org for more.
The Sioux City Conservatory of Music will be hosting its annual Artoritum event. That'll be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Conservatory founders Ron and Gia Emery will have a sculpture walk open to the public on their 11-acre property north side of Sioux City. Then a concert featuring Rocco De Luca with Sioux City's Port Nocturnal. That'll begin at 6.
Wow, what a great thing. Vanguard Arts presents the Eric Steckel Band. That's tomorrow. It's at 8 p.m. in the backyard of the Skyline Bar and Casino in North Sioux City. Steckel is a rising star of blues and rock, and he's considered a must-see for fans of vintage guitar rock. Go to vanguardarts.com.
Polish engraver Czesław Słania, who created more than 1,000 stamps for 32 different countries, including the United States, will be the subject of a program presented by Bob Ferguson on Sunday afternoon at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. Ferguson's program will present a decade-by-decade retrospective of Słania's life and creative output, including stunning images of Danish porcelain, Chinese pheasants, Swedish kings, and glassblowers. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more.
Impressive pronunciation there, Steve.
Oh, thanks. I made that up.
And Sioux City Chamber Music Association presents its first concert of the season featuring violinist Uno Kim with pianist Michelle Grossman. The concert will be on this Sunday at 3 p.m. in the First Presbyterian Church. Kim is a former concertmaster of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, and she is currently the associate concertmaster of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And you can search for Sioux City Chamber Music Series on Facebook.
The South Sioux City Public Library hosts Lost in the Stacks. It's a monthly book talk and presentation with different themes on the second to last Monday of every month. September's theme is graphic novels, and the talk on that will be on Monday, September 18th at 6:30 p.m.
And the Ugandan Kids Choir will be performing at Morningside Lutheran Church on next Wednesday, September 20th, starting at 6:15 p.m. The choir sings traditional African songs, plays authentic African instruments, and dances colorful African attire.
It's All Speculation, an Exhibit of Paintings. That is the title of the exhibit. That's by Mark Stemwettle, and that'll be on display at Morningside College through Sunday, October 8th in the Epley Art Gallery. Stemwettle is the studio art coordinator and senior painting faculty at South Dakota State University. His works use symbolism and a rich surface to speak to viewers. There's an opening reception at the gallery from 5 to 7 o'clock on Thursday.
All righty. Pearson Lakes Art Center presents a new exhibit entitled Playing in a Puddle by Sioux City artist Glenda Drennan. There will be an opening reception on Thursday, September 21st from 5 to 7 with an artist talk at 6. This exhibit will feature watercolor and water media paintings by Drennan, who has been painting professionally for nearly 40 years. Playing in a Puddle will remain on display through Saturday, November 11th, Steve.
And then you also had an event that you wanted to mention for next Friday.
Yes.
Is that right, Amy?
Let me think. Oh, yes. Dueling Pianos.
Yes.
The two pianists, they are from a company called Fun Pianos by 176 Keys. And that is a week from today on the 22nd. It is going to be at Country Celebrations over on Hamilton Boulevard, Steve, across from Mike's Saloon.
Oh, okay.
And it starts with a social hour at 7 with appetizers, and that's followed by the Dueling Piano Show at 8 p.m. It's a hoot. We have great participation so far. We've got about 300 people coming. There is always room for more. We'd love to have you. Go to hospiceofsiouxland.com for more information. And it's casual. Wear your jeans.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Till next week, for my co-host Amy McFarland and executive producer Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith. As we leave you with Rocco DeLuca, who will be performing with the Sioux City Conservatory of Music, are performing at the Sioux City Conservatory of Music tomorrow evening. Dance like no one's watching, sing till the song ends.